You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On this Thursday, commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us to lay out his case for why bilingual signage and other translation aids are a crutch that can ultimately divide a nation.
And a very good morning to you all. Now and again, you'll call some business, and as the robotic machine tries to direct your call, you're asked in Spanish if you want to have the call taken in Spanish. Now that kind of pees me off, but probably not for the reasons that you might be thinking. What irritates me about this is that I do not believe that this is doing Hispanics any favours, at least not in the long term. I have no problem with Hispanics moving here, legally or illegally. I could care less, as long as they are law-abiding citizens, they work for a living, they pay their taxes, and they learn to speak English. Let them in. And before you go and get all high and mighty about illegals, just remember that many, many of your very, very recent ancestors faked documents, bribed officials, or were fugitives in their own homelands, and they spoke little or no English when they got here. So no, I don't object to the use of Spanish because I have issues about immigration. I take issue with the use of Spanish in the public domain because I don't really feel that it helps Hispanics to integrate. And if they don't integrate, the chances are they will alienate. And I speak from experience here, since I, along with my brothers and sisters, we all moved to France at one time or another as adults that spoke little or no French. We were, for the most part, economic refugees fleeing our homeland that had no work to offer us. And as it happens, it was probably the best thing that ever happened to us, because we are all now bilingual. My point is this. When we moved to France, the businesses and the government and the people of France, they did not try to accommodate us by providing us with services in English. Mind you, if businesses thought for one moment that they could make money out of us by offering services in English, perhaps they would have. And here is where we have to be totally honest with each other, because the corporate suits of Home Depot and Lowe's and other such businesses, they do not display items in both English and Spanish because they somehow feel sorry for the poor Mexican immigrants and they want to help them out. They want to do everything that they can to help these people spend their money in their store, even if that means offering a dual language service. The corporate fat cats are willfully oblivious to the fact that in putting signs out in Spanish and in English, they help foster the notion in people's mind that Hispanics are just too bloody lazy to learn English. Businesses just want to make money. Don't get me wrong, I am totally in favour of Hispanics speaking Spanish at home amongst themselves. I speak two other languages besides English and I feel very lucky to do so. But Hispanics do not need me to tell them that if they want to get on in this country, they must learn English. So that is why I think it is the Hispanic community, really, who should be out there demanding to get Spanish out of the public domain. Because far from helping them, it hinders their economic advancement and it creates a certain amount of resentment among the locals. I'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.